This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2011. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded December 5th, Algeria, Antarctica, Australia, Bougainville, Canada, China, Cuba, Denmark, Finland, Iran, Japan, Luxembourg, Mexico, Myanmar, Nicaragua, North America, Norway, Peru, Pridnestrovia, Romania, Sarawak, Saudi Arabia, Spain, Turkey, Ukraine, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Regarding the 1 kHz tone test being heard widely on medium wave 576 kHz last week, suspected to be coming from a new station in Algeria, that has now been confirmed. Jorge Garzon in northern Spain reported via the British DX Club that programming began on the afternoon of November 29th with the local program from Béchar, Algeria, but expected to join the National Network 1 later on, and it was interfering with some Spanish stations on 576. Mark Connolly in Massachusetts agrees. He says 576 is a good signal, parallel to 1422, another Algerian frequency, which was port affair with Quran, December 1st at 0430. On December 1st, I noted, I'm not finding any reports of LRA 36 Antarctica on 15476 since Manuel Mendes heard it October 26th. Are they off the air again for a protracted summer period? Or did everyone get their fill of Chasing Antarctica for the October 20th anniversary special? Manuel Mendez in Spain soon replies, yes, Glenn, LRA 36 is out of air for about 1 month. The current staff will soon return to Argentina, and maybe they won't come back until about March with a new staff of Base Esperanza. Other years, this is what happened. As we reported previously, in the absence of Cuba on 6060, WRMI started using that frequency, starting at 21 UT with SMTV, and the final hour at 01 to 02, at least on weeknights, relaying RAI Argentina in Spanish. However, surprise, surprise, December 3rd after 01 UT, I found that Havana was back on 6060, completely overriding WRMI in Argentina. And by the next night, WRMI had moved that transmission back to the frequency they temporarily used before, 5800. In Australian DX News, John O'Wright says, we have some sad news about the former Shepparton site that broadcasts Australia has sold for approximately $3 million, subject to confirmation. Probable housing or industrial estate will be done with it. That's, of course, is better known to us as the main transmitter site of the defunct on shortwave Radio Australia. Marty Bigley sends a report from radioinfo.com.au. $40 million of benefits from shortwave. ABC Shortwave Review report has been released. The Department of Communications and the Arts has released its review of Australian broadcasting services in the Asia Pacific. Almost a year after it was submitted, the 210-page review examines ABC's decision to pull out of shortwave broadcasts in the Pacific and reviews others. A total of 433 submissions were received from Australia, countries in the Asia-Pacific region, the UK, Germany, the USA, and Peru. The majority of submissions advocated the restoration of ABC's shortwave service in the Pacific region. Submitters who were in favor of restoring shortwave services disputed ABC's claim regarding the technology has limited and diminishing audiences and disproportionately high costs. Many did not agree that FM is a suitable replacement for countries with difficult mountainous terrain, such as Papua New Guinea. Ron Hart in California reports on 3325 NBC Bougainville. December 4th, he heard it from 1114 until off at 1148. There was some news with sound bites and some Christmas music. After 1148, he only heard a carrier from Voice of Indonesia with no audio as usual. By the way, on this occasion, the other PNG station, NBC Madang, 3260 was off the air when checked at 10:42, rather unusual for them. I've been hearing the two main Canadian marine weather frequencies on medium wave, which are still active, on the air as early as 0745 UT, 2749 USB in the Nova Scotia area, and 2598 USB in the Newfoundland area. There are different originating stations, and from each station there are different transmitter sites depending on the exact time, which are shown in the IB listings. But the middle frequency of CHU Canada time signal 7850 USB continues still off the air as of December 5th. We sure do miss it. Good to hear from Steve McGreevy in California again, who writes November 29th. Over the past few weeks, peaking in strength to S9 or 15 or 20 over, and the usual gray line path wavery signal characteristics, is what I've heard identify at midnight UT in multiple languages as China Radio International on 6100, and then proceeds to play nonstop exotic, perhaps Western Chinese regional music. Quite beautiful sounding, that is covering over and is far stronger than a much weaker station underneath that sounds like Mandarin, though I'm not certain, due to the far stronger CRI jammer. It's not the usual Firedrake music. Signals peak about midnight to midnight 15 UT, a bit before local sunset, and slowly fade out by 0130. All I ever hear is the exotic-sounding music. As mentioned earlier, Cuba has reactivated on 6060 since December 3rd. The station comes on about 4 minutes before midnight UT and continues in Spanish past 0500, not in English, as used to be the case later in the evening. In case you're hearing this in time, a reminder from Ivo Ivanov, observer in Bulgaria, that it's time for another monthly broadcast of the 100-watt Finnish station, Scandinavian Weekend Radio. It runs for 24 hours, starting Friday, December 6th at 22 UT. One frequency on 25 meters and another on 49 meters. I won't give the exact schedule since they don't seem to follow it, so always check all four frequencies whenever you're trying to hear it. But beware of other stations which are also occupying some of these frequencies some of the time. And Finland tends to be slightly off frequency, which can be a helpful clue. 6170, 5980, 11690, and 11720. Upon hearing last week's report that the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran would be deleting its German shortwave broadcasts on the winter solstice, Gaetan Tissonneau in France wrote in Spanish to that section of IRIB asking if their French service would also be deleted. The reply was that both French and Spanish would continue on shortwave until the end of the year. So that still leaves us wondering what other languages will be deleted by December 31st, perhaps even the few English broadcasts remaining. I guess we're going to have to ask each individual language section. Meanwhile, Mike Cooper forwards a story originating with TASNIMnews.com, which appears to be somewhat official, at least it's from Iran. Headline, Iran arrests people affiliated with hostile broadcaster. The intelligence ministry has arrested the elements affiliated with the UK-based Iran International Satellite Channel, which encouraged arson attacks and acts of vandalism in Iran amid the recent protests after an increase in the price of gasoline. They said the people who were carrying out orders from the Iran International Channel to vandalize public and private properties in various provinces have been identified and arrested. Of course, that Iran International TV is the one which also showed up on shortwave on frequencies in the 6 and 11 megahertz bands, and was soon jammed by Iran. Here's another time-sensitive item reminding you that you should always try to hear World of Radio as soon as it's released on Fridays. From Takahito Akabayashi in Japan via Wolfgang Büschel, New Zealand DX Times, is a special broadcast of the Asian Broadcasting Institute, specialized in broadcasting in East Asia, celebrating their 40th anniversary. The frequency is 7525, and the original broadcast is Friday, December 6th at 1330 to 1400 UT, but it's repeated the following days on December 7th and 8th, same time and frequency. It's in Japanese and Chinese, but the opening and closing announcements are also in Korean and English. comments and reception reports welcome with a special QSL card for correct reports. The method for reporting will be announced in the broadcast. They have a postal address I won't attempt to convey here, but check their website, www.abiweb.jp. The transmitter site is not announced, but presumed to be Tashkent, Uzbekistan, on 7525. Recall our recent item about a temporary shortwave transmission from Luxembourg on 6030.1, Radio Grenzenlos, or Without Borders. We have this comment from Bruce Churchill. He says, I guess if any of us use remote SDRs to listen to it, there will be no QSLs forthcoming, according to Eugene Miller. He got this reply. Hello, unfortunately, we do not respond to SDR web radio reports. I hope you understand. With kind regards, E. Miller. Bruce says, another example, similar to World Music Radio in Denmark, where the broadcaster totally misses the point of providing reception reports in the first place to help the station gauge the quality of their signal from different locations around the globe. The medium wave scene in Mexico is quite in flux. A number of stations have closed down as they move to FM only. Some are required to stay on AM, whether they like it or not, due to local coverage concerns. Some new stations occasionally have sprung up on frequencies vacated, and in even other cases, I think, stations went off for a while and then came back. So it's not always clear what the status is of any particular station. Greg Hardison in California reports on XESFT 780 in San Fernando, Tamaulipas. He heard it loud, live and local, December 1st, around 20 UT, using the remote receiver, in Brownsville, Texas. He says they were playing Terremoto, Mexipop tune over and over, with liners as La Poderosa, 103.7 FM y 780 AM. Liners in between separate song airings, to the point of irritation, and no legal ID at our top. He says, I recall seeing this one listed as deleted earlier in the year. And indeed, it is not listed in either the MW list or in the IRCA list online, which otherwise appears to be pretty much on target. Laguna and stated frequencies match up with a Wikipedia entry for XHSFT-FM, however, replete with an available peak at the tower site using listed geographic coordinates. XESFT is also listed in the Instituto Nacional Electoral online collection of XE medium wave coverage maps. So, it seems at least one XE is hanging around past its life expectancy on medium wave. Ron Howard reports on 7345 Tazin Radio Myanmar, December 4th for an hour at 12:31. However, far underneath CNR1 China, but definitely there, with nonstop singing while CNR1 was mostly talking. At 13:29 started the Tazin sign-off announcement and brief music before it went off at 13:31. On December 2nd at 22:10 UT, I finally have a chance to monitor the Fisher Preacher, or El Predicador Pescador, believed to be somewhere within or next to Nicaragua on 8989 USB. He's listed in IB as irregular between 21:30 and 24 hours. My reception, generally weak and marginal, but at tune-in I heard music, which certainly does not belong in the aeronautical band, nor do ships. I don't recall others reporting music from this. The hymn is mixed with exhortations. At 22:20, he mentions Sangre de Dios, several long pauses, and Buenas tardes, as apparently he switched to two-way contacts with listeners, and concluding with Dios bendiga. Finally audible, a different voice was answering at 22:23. Kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 2011. Also bringing you the non-commercial website worldofradio.com and publication DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for financial support from Rodney Johnson in Minnesota. You may contribute by sending a money order or check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. Or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Robert Butterfield in Maryland reports a pirate on a rather unusual frequency, 5126 USB, just below a WBCQ, but not on the air yet. It's Mix Radio International, December 4th at 2205 with an ID and music from a variety of classic rocks, it seems. He says it was 5 over 9
with great modulation and a steady signal, and still good at 2358, but slightly weaker. Thanks to his tip, I also heard it. Tune in at midnight 14 UT December 5th, ID at midnight 27, and it was still on the air at 0113. Mix Radio International, one of the more regular pirates, but on a variety of frequencies. Via Alan Pennington in the British DX Club, Sven Martinson, reported at WRTH-FB that the 153 kHz long-wave transmitter of the Ingui station in Norway would close on Sunday, December 1st, at the end of the Central European Day, after 19 years of operation, and NRK would issue a last-day transmission QSL, like when they did for Fredrikstad, closing down. Too late now, but that was about 12 hours advance notice anyway. That leaves only one other station on 153 kHz, Romania. However, Nick Rank in the UK says he was hearing two stations, December 1st at 0445. So what would the other one be? Possibly Algeria, which is in the list, but as inactive. Now that I can usually hear the Radio Chasqui Peru carrier on 5980, underneath the Cuban jamming against nothing else, I've been tracking the closed-down times of Radio Chasqui, which are obviously done by their automatic timer, as they were years ago when I was hearing it before. So far, monitoring over a week's time and heard almost every night, slippages averaged about 2 seconds earlier from one night to the next, currently a few seconds after 2355 UT. In Rusty X, Viktor Tsekanovic in Kerch reports about Pridnestrovia. An incident happened to me. I listened to Dengue Weylat through the transmitter in Grigoriopol. I sent them reports hoping to get an electronic QSL, the first in my collection. And then a letter comes from them. Hello, Viktor. We inform you that at the request of the owner, we stop correspondence with radio observers. Thank you for understanding the administration of the Transnistrian Radio Television Center. Well, we think this is because too much information was getting out to the public about the true transmitter site of certain clandestines, such as Dengue Weylat for Kurdistan. Alexander Busniag in Germany tells the World of Radio Group, transmitter number one at Ciganeşti, Romania, has been repaired and was reactivated on 1 December. All five radiocom transmitters used by RRI are now working in normal conditions, that is, two of them in Ciganeşti, in Săftița, and two in Galbeni. Happy listening to Radio Romania International's programs in 13 languages. While Salmaniv replies, great news in this day and age, every shortwave transmitter counts. More from Ron Howard about the new clandestine we mentioned last week, Radio Nyawa Sarawak on 11890. He heard it Monday, December 2nd at 11:31, checking out their Monday, Wednesday, Friday broadcast without any success. Only a very weak carrier and never any hint of audio until that occasion. It was above threshold level audio, but still poor reception with CODAR interference. At 11:30, there was a phone interview in vernacular, 11:47, until suddenly cut off at 11:58. Indigenous chanting, no music, and no sign-off announcement. He was able to confirm a positive ID via audio streaming at their website, however, www.radionyawasarawak.org. And he also heard that unique type of chanting. One of the presenters today was Peter John Jaban, J-A-B-A-N. It will be recalled that he was a co-founder of Radio Free Sarawak, as well as DJ and presenter on that station. He's a human rights activist, and Radio Free Sarawak specialized in allowing native communities to speak out about their problems, including deforestation, land grabs, and the frenzy of dam building now hitting their regions. That sounds very much like the purpose of the new station. So is Radio Nyawa Sarawak the successor of Radio Free Sarawak? It seems to me it is. Also recall that when RFS was on the air, they often had heavy jamming to block their critical assessment about things happening in Sarawak. Perhaps it is only a matter of time before this station is also heavily jammed. Ron Howard reports a quick response to my reception report sent December 2nd, which included a link to my audio file. I sent to, and the EQSL was received from, info@radionyawasarawak.org. It said, Thanks for getting in touch. Glad you received us loud and clear and that you were an avid listener of Radio Free Sarawak back in the day. We don't have QSL cards as such, but hope you accept this message as an adequate response from us. Best wishes, Radio Nyawa, Sarawak. But where is it transmitted from Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10 to 12 UT on 11890? Ron quotes Mauno Ritala, WRTH-FB, on December 4th, who says, I did DF on KBS DRs and got the site to Taiwan. And response from Tim Brayel in Malaysia. In years past, the opposition party has used transmitter sites in Taiwan. In 2013, Radio Free Malaysia had an ad hoc broadcast on a medium wave frequency in Taiwan. So it would not surprise me. There's a 2-megawatt transmitter in the northwest corner of Saudi Arabia on 1521 kilohertz at Duba. It used to be easily detectable in North America in our evenings because it was on the air all night, making heterodyne against KOKC 1520. But now the Saudi signs off around 2230 UT, but this time of year, it's possible that it's still making it as far as Oklahoma. And in fact, I was hearing that heterodyne, surely from it, at 2210 UT on November 29th. Much more astounding, on my car radio, I was also hearing that 1 kilohertz head on KOKC about local mean noontime here, 1840 UT, November 30th. This happens to be at almost the same time that it was definitely being heard in Quebec by Sylvain No, where it was 1:44 p.m. local time on November 30th. Of course, the solar angle is very low as we get around the winter solstice, allowing skywave propagation to continue even when it's officially daytime. And with that much power, it seems quite possible that at least a trace of it reaches as far as ENIDOK. So I urge others in deep North America, even beyond me, to be on the lookout for this long before local sunset. Saudi Arabia on 1521. Something's wrong at Radio Exterior de España, December 2nd at 2204, and later on during that hour. All three frequencies on the air were dead air, 9690, 12030, and 11940. And the next day, others were reporting them on the air, but running tone tests. Something's always wrong at the Voice of Turkey. Besides announcing an imaginary English broadcast at 06 UT, the MLR site did carry English at 6125 at 04 UT for us, and then went off the air. But a few minutes before 05 UT, that frequency was back on the air with interval signal and introducing their 0500 UT broadcast in Malay. The trouble is, that one is supposed to be way up on 17530, which would propagate over a day path to Malaysia, unlike 6125, where we were hearing it. On November 30th, David Koenig of Interval Signals Online reports, as well as having broadcasting time shared on some Ukrainian radio domestic frequencies, Radio Krim Reali, meaning Crimea Realities, now has a dedicated medium wave facility at Chongar in southern Ukraine, radiating round the clock on new 648 kHz. Programming is in Ukrainian, Russian, and Crimean Tatar, and I hear it with fairly good reception via a remote web SDR in central Ukraine. So far, I've only observed their dedicated FM frequency announced on air, 105.9. Radio Krim Reali is a project of Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty, and also has a live stream on their website, krymr.com. 'Tis the season for Americans to enjoy music time in Africa from VOA, since during the B season only, it's on a Greenville transmitter, 11720, Fridays at 21 to 22 UT. Other days of the week, it's more modern African beat music. I caught the last part of it on November 29th, when they were playing some polyphony by the Pygmies of the Central African Republic. And hyper-hostess Heather Maxwell referred us to the website where they have a lot more music on demand. It is voanews.com/mtia-archive. By the way, this broadcast is a secret one, unknown to her. She gives the schedule at the end, but never mentions this particular time or frequency. John Carver and I monitored Alan Weiner Worldwide November 30th on WBCQ 7490, and this time it was on 5130, but not on 93:30, among other things. He said that World's Last Chance is supposed to be running full-time on 93:30, except for 1 hour off for maintenance at 22 UT. However, there must still be some problems, as it's been missing on occasion, such as the morning of December 5th, but finally on in Arabic by 20:26 UT. Allen says the output tube costs $210,000 and takes 15 minutes for the filament to warm up. I hear something very strange about World's Last Chance Radio. There's been no information whatsoever that they would be using anything but their own new superstation at WBCQ. Yet on December 1st, Alan Rowe in England was hearing World's Last Chance in Arabic on a new unlisted frequency, 5955, at 20:25 UT, and went off at 2100. Obviously, that cannot be WBCQ, but a relay station somewhere in Europe. I checked 2 days later via a remote receiver during that hour and heard nothing. However, it's worth noting that Romania is using 5955 for quite a few hours until 2000. Last week we had a report of a 9730 transmitter of Voice of Vietnam putting out spurs every 8 kilohertz above and below for a considerable range. Now we have more reports of the same thing happening at 8 kilohertz intervals from two other Voice of Vietnam frequencies from that country itself. December 2nd at 1200, Ron Howard reports the French broadcast on 7285, putting out spurs, some of which were stronger than the primary frequency. Thanks to Hiroyuki Komatsubara for identifying, this 7293 was the first one that he found, but the others ranged from 7269 to 7309. Then Wolfgang Busch reports terrible spur fence in the 25-meter band around 11720 at 2354 UT. These range all the way from 11664 to 11792 on December 4th and 5th. Via our website, worldofradio.com, there's a link to a new hit list just revised and updated by Alan Rowe. Links to shortwave stations' websites and parts of their websites. Very convenient if you want to reach info about a particular station. This time, the new information concerns Albania, Italy, Spain, Taiwan, Thailand, several U.S. stations, and Zambia. That's at worldofradio.com, where you'll also find a link to our updated DX, SWL, and media programs listing. Also many other useful links, and of course, access to our large archive of DX Listening Digest weekly publications going back many, many years. That's via worldofradio.com. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued December 2nd. Geomagnetic field expected to be at quiet to active levels. Active expected December 18th and 19th, with ANK indices peaking at 12 and 4, due to interaction with a positive polarity coronal hole high-speed stream. Unsettled levels expected on December 20th and 21st after that. Quiet levels for the remainder of the outlook period, that is, ANK indices of only 5 and 3. Solar flux is expected to be stuck at 70 for the entire period through at least December 28th. And so concludes another World of Radio, number 2011. Glenn Hauser, hoping you found the program informative, and will make a point of hearing me again next week when I conclude with a standard disclaimer.